Guys, I'm going to tell you something. We did stuff around here this week.
We sure enough did.
Yes, we did. And that's what we do is we count them down on a Friday, the top moments of the week. Morning Thang, Monica, Zach, and now Antoine, his very first week.
This is my first completed week.
Super How's excited. It feel?
Feels great. I'm exhausted. Good. It feels great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The delirium sets in by the end. I was once told when I started mornings back in the day, before I'd even started, someone who had done it for a long time, they said, your job is 5 days a week. Why? Because if you did it for six, you'd kill yourself.
So, oh, you gosh. Well.
And she was right. Very smart woman. She knew exactly what she was talking about. Now, Antoine officially joining the show, of course, is the top, top moment of the week.
Yes.
But,
number one.
I mean, we already know that. So we want to have three other things to count down instead.
Okay.
You're like God in the rankings. And then we'll go. Then it's Father,
oh,
Son,
go.
Holy Ghost afterward. You know, that kind
there
of thing.
There we go.
So top moments of the week as we count them down here on a Friday on the K92 Morning Thang. Monica and I share the same tiny little micro stress. We hate unpacking.
Can't do it.
We hate it. We can't do it. Don't want to do it. And what I've learned instead is I'm just not going to. I'm not going to unpack things anymore.
No, it's too hard.
Monica, I have two different trips in the last month that have a different suitcase that I have not unpacked. So now I have, it's going to be my new invention. Top clip number three. I believe what I'm going to start doing, because this is what's happening right now, is I now just have travel outfits. So I'm just going to leave the suitcase packed all the time so I never have to pack again either.
Look at there.
Just take it with me.
But you have to do the laundry.
Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Who asked you?
You have to do the laundry just for your travel case.
Shut up with logic. Who asked? I gotta figure. Is there a way I can just steam clean the whole bag without doing anything to it? I feel like there is.
I don't think so. I think
well,
we have to unpack.
Then you know what we have here? The perfect invention. Thank you very much.
Oh.
That's what it is. I just need to invent that. Self-cleaning suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll invent.
There you go.
Top clip number two. Y'all got to learn about my childhood pain of the worst and last sleepover I ever had in my life.
Pretty bad.
And it was just a nightmare because you were at that age as boys where it was, whoever falls asleep first, we're going to pee on him and kill him and punch him in the face and make him drink his own poop and everything.
Oh, God.
And then there was a pillow fight that was organized by everyone. And the rules were, it was last man standing. So you were to hit each other as hard as you possibly could with the goal of knocking the person on the ground. And one of my friends who was a little cuckoo, he got hit with a pillow a few times too many and decided he was furious. So he flipped out and he started screaming and he starts jumping on another child and trying
to basically
kill him and bite him and whatever was going on. And my mother comes down. And it was also the last time I've ever seen my mother call a bunch of 12-year-olds the F word, because that's...
She had it.
Yep. Last sleepover ever.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife don't even sleep in the same house anymore. That's how scarred I am on sleepovers. Top clip of the week. Monica Brooks. She's smart. She's powerful.
She is.
She's sexy.
She is.
Especially when she forgets to wear a shirt when she's coming to work.
I walked out of the house one day with my bra on and a jacket because I was so tired. It was like right after I had Hendrix. And I got in the car. And I said, something, it feels still like a little chilly.
It's breezy out here.
I just had my bra on, put a jacket on, and I hopped in the car. I had to go back in the house for a shirt before heading out. But that's how tired I was.
Well, Monica, as someone who supports you as a strong professional mother and woman, you don't have to go back for that shirt if you don't want to.
You don't have to go back.
That is all right. Right. Your freedom.
No need for a shirt.
Exactly. Shirts are stupid.
Yeah.
Who needs those things?